Welcome back to Season Sessions Podcast, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week. And today you're joined with your host Ada
and your host Hanifa, and
we have guests.
It's happening.
I think
do y'all not usually have guests?
No,
it's just because it's just y'all on the couch. I've seen y'all are very cozy throw blankets.
We have guests,
but this has been a long time coming.
Okay. Yes,
to be fair,
we've been talking for ages.
It's been cooking up.
Would you guys want to introduce yourselves?
It's your boy Eddie Overgold, and you know,
it's your boy Josh from Waving a Red Flag.
Gang. Come on.
There's three of us normally, but
he's busy doing some stuff. You know,
that's fine.
He's north of the wall. You know, fighting the what's the good dude's name? The Ice King.
The Ice King works.
You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's waving the red flag. Sorry.
You know, we've been told we talk about American things a lot.
Yeah.
So we thought, who better than have you guys come
hit us with your firearm questions?
To be fair, you guys have come at a perfect time. We've been getting cooked weekly by Americans. And now I'm like, well, now we're going to see if maybe our opinion, are they wrong?
Yeah.
Probably. Let's see.
I don't feel like
internet Americans and Americans in general is, you know, we don't all have a great internet connection, so it's smaller.
We see that. But how are you guys finding the UK?
We only been here for like a day and a half, so you know, it's cool. It's a little dingy, not gonna lie.
What did you think it would be like?
I watched a lot of UK crime drama, and there's like crime stuff happening, but the infrastructure generally looked clean. The tube is kind of dusty. Yeah, it's a little it's got a little grind on it.
Yeah, it does. It does have it needs like a little elbow grease on it. But other than that, like, it's honestly better than anything we got in America, as far as like, well, at least Atlanta
transport.
Facts.
That's facts.
Like MARTA,
y'all, garbage
transport.
Holy
system
shit,
beats ours. Like, it's not even close.
But
hands down, the
tube is good, to be fair.
Yeah,
and it's like the oldest. It's dingy because, isn't it? It's the oldest.
It was from the Victorian time.
That makes sense.
You know,
there was knights
do
and shit on that thing at some point.
You should do something. If you want to do something really dumb and British.
Okay.
And I think I've mentioned this multiple. You should do the mail rail.
Okay, what's that? Is it only men allowed? What is it?
No. It sounds a little sus.
Okay, it sounds, you might have misunderstood what kind of podcast we are.
Not male for men, as in the male rail. And basically, back in the...
That clarifies it.
Yeah, you just said a direction. You didn't respell the word.
As in male, M-I, M-A-I. Like male.
I still have no idea what you're talking about.
Is it for letters?
Yeah, so basically, but what used to happen in Victorian times, so you could get your post, there was an separate, I say Victorian times, the probably not that old, but there's a separate underground railway for the mail so that people could get their mail
from in the ground.
Yeah, it's like, so there's a tube tunnels, and then there's the mail tunnels.
How do they feed a whole person if it's meant for mail?
Or as in, it's just like boxes, just for like two people standing and putting. So
why
you're,
would they want to do that?
Right?
Because
what's so secretive about the mail? Like, was they just what were they delivering? I think that's the question.
Yeah, because there wasn't like that many cars, so you wanted to get, if you want to do next day delivery, you've got to.
Did they have next day delivery back in the day?
I don't know. People were sending personal things. You weren't waiting. No one waiting 2 weeks in the check for nudes. Like, put it in the snail mail.
I got snail mail.
Yeah. I feel like there's other things you can do in the UK.
Yeah,
I just think that's like, don't do
drawing titties and sending it through.
Do like the bait ones. Like, okay, Big Ben's.
Nah. We're trying to see stuff. Like, what are y'all doing this week? I know you know, big Miss Worldwide and stuff, but like, what are you doing in town?
Oh, well, I'm leaving again tomorrow.
So that's what we should do. Yeah, if we want to be really British and just get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. I have a wedding this weekend.
What are you going to do? You're going to go to the pub.
Yeah. We did that.
Get a roast. Have you had a roast?
A roast?
We have not ordered a proper winter's roast.
So
yet.
We'll talk about it.
It's winter's roast.
I don't know what winter's roast is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Roast is all year round.
Why are you turning against me? We got to represent
the winter's roast.
It's a roast that you eat in winter.
That sounds like some Game of Thrones shit.
Yeah, it really does.
No, a roast is all year round.
So that is Sunday very British. Roast. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's on the Sunday, winter of the week, so all right.
Okay.
We will talk about British food later on.
Okay. Definitely needed the miracles.
From like actual English cuisine, a roast is one of our greatest exports. I don't think we have exported it.
No.
But it's really good.
Yes.
So you get like your meat, potato, something called stuffing.
Yeah. Which is that like dressing kind of thing? Like it's like breading? It's like breading?
It's like chewy. No, your stuffing's different to our stuffing.
It's not the same. Our stuffing is it rice based? Is it bread based?
I don't actually know what stuffing is made of.
I think there's bread and maybe barley type things. I don't know.
This sounds like grain.
It's not the same because I've had your stuffing.
And it's not.
And then we have Yorkshire.
Ours is bad by comparison.
Well, you probably have some place from like a white spot.
That's also a good point. Where was
this? No, I have a lot of black family in the US.
Oh, my in Atlanta.
Like, okay. And it wasn't good to me.
What's your background?
I'm Nigerian.
Okay, so it's all Nigerian family. Like, it's all kind of.
Yeah, it's all Nigerian, and obviously they've married into
Black Americans. Yeah, okay,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So I've had grits. A mix of stuff.
Have y'all had grits?
Oh, I don't know.
Should you know, grits is just Gary in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. So yes, you grow up on grits, but you know what you end up putting into like the swallows is grits. But you guys just make it into.
So is that like a fufu kind of a type
yeah.
of
thing? Yeah. Okay, yeah. They know what it is.
You were looking like.
If I think it, you'll see it on my.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, immediately.
Like, yeah, yeah. It's like a version of. Google on the side. Yeah. Like the version, it's not fufu specific, but it's like a version of.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like just made in a different way. I think that is what grits is.
Yeah, because we are. That's not the full.
Because we don't like it's too. Watery, so you would eat it with a spoon.
No,
you wouldn't gather it with a hand.
No, you wouldn't because you just put more water in it.
Yeah.
So then I think what you have is as a kid,
but it's a corn based like.
Yeah, my mom would say that you'd have that and you'd put milk and sugar on it.
Yeah,
and then you but that it's funny because that's seen as like. I think if I was having that at home, somebody would ask me if everything's...
That's a struggle, man.
Are you okay? Do you need some money?
Do you need some money?
Right. You need a couple pounds.
Yeah, exactly.
We might have to take you away from your family for a little bit. Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. But you guys put like different seasonings and butter and stuff. Oh, wait,
it's a savory. It's savory.
Yes.
Some people do sugar, but they're mistaken.
I've only seen it in pictures. I assumed it was a sweet.
Because
it looks like pudding. It looks like rice pudding. It looks like pudding that we have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks like rice pudding.
Savory breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
It's like polenta.
Can you imagine?
I do that, but it's we like, have that sweet. I have, but I've only ever had polenta sweet.
I had polenta on the plane ride here, and I was talking to the lady next to me, and she was like, oh, what is polenta? I was like,
white grits.
This is grits. this is
Mexican grits.
Polenta on the flight. Yeah, that's what you got.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, you're a little fancy. I don't know.
He was in Economy Plus, so.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes. What's your background?
So should I put this out here?
I mean, that's
it's a rare mix, so I feel like it starts identifying.
Normally, he don't like, you know, disclosing sort of information
really?
Like that.
Should we try and guess?
Because I feel like you could be
Guyanese.
I feel like
correct.
You look.
Are you Guyanese? Yeah, she's Guyanese. You look hella Guyanese.
The minute you came in.
This is a Guyanese.
the minute you walked in, I was like, oh, cousin. Yeah.
No, yeah, it's black and Indian Guyanese. Yeah.
I'm black Trini, Indian Guyanese.
Oh, that's crazy.
That is a rare mix. I've never met anybody else.
That's why because I'm like, oh, niggas gonna start triangulating shit and then find out, like, find my, like, family tree and shit, so.
Oh, we'll talk after.
Because it's a rare.
What,
I hope you're not related.
You'll be
that's
related.
Crazy.
Yeah. That'd be crazy.
What's your no we'll figure it out after off air. Yo, just cut that whole section of the conversation.
What's your background?
We don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just a
slavery in
that. You know, guy from Oh, don't do that.
Well,
don't
that's I just said
oh, slavery is not bad. No, we was kings, nigga. We was kings.
If you go back from before, we still gotta do the 23andMe. So.
But yeah, exactly. Because like, you know, like black Americans, like we don't necessarily identify largely with, oh, you're from, you know, you're Igbo. You're from Sierra Leone. Like, you know, that's where our roots are, because like we don't have any direct trace of that, any direct family from that to speak to or speak on from it. So when we say like where we're from, it's like the state that you were from, because that's its own separate culture.
Yeah.
The way we talk, it could be totally different just one state over, or hell, even one county over. So when you ask like a black American person, like where they from, they'll just be like, oh, I'm from Georgia.
Yeah.
So that's your background. Yeah.
And that is a culture, because nobody asks Jamaicans where they're from, which is a point that I've heard a few times. Yeah. Like, because she just said her background, those are two islands in America. Like, her history goes back just as far as that. Like, less, actually, I think. So, like, Trinidad and Guyana, it wasn't niggas there until...
I did the 23andMe.
Yeah.
And Yeah, so I'm Nigerian too.
She said it like I'm part of the
original colonizer.
I was happy because my friends like, so you have like Ghanaian friends, Nigerian friends. I'm like, I'm close to the Nigerian.
Yeah.
I would have told you guys. I would have told you that for free.
Oh, I've got Nigerian vibes.
No, I feel like I can always just see in people's faces where they're from.
What would you? What would you guess?
Igbo 1,000%.
I feel like Nigerians always be saying Nigerian.
You are no, but you are. I feel he's not. There's, you don't look. No. Your skin tone. You're not. Your skin tone is like not red or like dark enough. Not dark enough, but it's like rich enough to be Ghanaian or like Sierra Leone or something like that. You're definitely. You have a more yellowy undertone, which is definitely Nigeria.
I feel like she's but just seeing into my soul.
Your right eyes, there, your eyes and your nose crazy. Are Igbo. I tell you right now. I tell you honestly, I can always see that.
it's getting a little electric.
So yeah,
these eyes. Sorry,
don't you think? Shall we do some shout out?
Right,
I've got a quick one. I don't really have much to say on it.
Okay, you start then.
But I don't know if you guys saw the Met Gala.
The Met Gala, yeah.
Anok Yai. You may not know the name, but you know if you saw the face, you will know her.
She's are they a model? Or?
She's a model. Okay, yeah. She's gorgeous. She wore like a
sparkly. Let's see a picture. I'll show you if I recognize her face.
I have it.
So a few years back, she went viral for a homecoming picture at Howard. She was just like in the film.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's American.
She's just stunning. Yeah. Background is
American Sudanese. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And she just...
I don't think I do know her.
But you want to know her, right?
Yeah.
Like you want to.
Are you her manager?
Yeah. That's a striking face.
I want to see her everywhere.
She's booked and busy though.
Yeah,
she's
getting a lot. I want to see her get some roles, you know.
Is she an actor as well, or could be
model?
I mean, it can't be that hard to act. Honestly,
brunch house.
I feel like if you can model, you can act.
When you're modeling, have you done some
acting?
Yeah.
Have you tried to act?
Nah.
It's not.
I don't need to try.
You've either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You either got it or you don't.
I don't think you can learn it.
You can't train it to do it. Like, acting school that makes no sense. Why are people going to school for acting?
I think you can learn.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I still feel like they have, you have to have some talent.
Yeah.
Because I've seen
a lot of actors though,
who have been there, exactly.
And they're still getting booked.
Like Jackie Chan can't act.
No, but he can do other stuff.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He does karate and they put him in movies.
He's
believable. No, but be fair. Like Jackie's like, he's not acting in his first language.
And also nobody's watching a Jackie Chan film and not looking at that and being like, Jackie Chan. Is this character?
He doesn't disappear into the role. Jackie Chan.
But you know, like maybe if he was speaking his native language, he could be sick. We're just not seeing
him. No, I've seen some of his original movies, and it's like he just seemed like Jackie Chan speaking Chinese.
Fine, that's okay then. Okay. Like Dwayne Johnson.
Shout out Dwayne Johnson though.
I guess
He's kind of black. He's black.
He's Samoan, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's Hawaiian and black. Yeah. Well, no, yeah. Samoan. Not.
He's black and Samoan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was Hawaiian. Is
he's
it Samoan?
Got a bit of Hawaiian.
Oh, it's a little.
He's a mixed bag.
His dad is like his dad is black.
His dad was like the first black.
He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
But his dad is mixed black.
Okay.
So, but that's another conversation.
Okay.
So, who are you guys? At shout.
Go on.
Shout out to my homegirl Raven.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, I had to write it down. All right. So shout out to my homegirl Raven, the owner and founder of Sugar Ray Shays, Shea Butter, best whipped shea butter in the whole United States. So yeah, check that out. Sugar Ray Shays, Shea Butter. Heavy smelling, right? All moisturized and whatnot.
We got it on right now. I'm glistening.
Oh my God. My tattoos almost look new.
That's true. Reinvigorated.
Yeah.
It's like ink on paper.
We're at that time of year.
Yes.
No one wants ashy knees. I've had my legs out for the first time this year.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit flaky. It's a little pastry.
You know, you got to remember to walk like with the cream.
Yeah.
Because you got to keep dusting
anything
up
can happen.
As the day goes. Yeah. So, get your shea butter.
That's good. Should I do one of mine?
Yeah.
I've actually forgotten this.
I thought it was going to
I had two. Oh, what was my second one? Okay, I'll start with Lewis Hamilton. I want to shout out Lewis Hamilton because.
Wait, who was Lewis Hamilton?
F1.
driver.
Formula One driver.
Oh, okay.
The black guy.
Yeah. You know, oh, yeah, I would assume it's just the one. Yeah.
One, but, you know, I figured.
Well, now we have to.
He dated Nicole Scherzinger a few years ago.
And Nicki Minaj, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was a secret.
Goes fast. I don't know.
I wanted to shout out Lewis because people think he's no. I'm just speaking to him.
You said his first name, like Lewis.
Yeah, but because I think people think he's boring, but I think he's actually really interesting because he's just like really timid. But I think he's very on his morals. And because of how timid and the industry that he's in, people don't think that he like pushes black people forward as much as he should. But I think he's always low key actually advocating for black art and black artists. So I remember when he bought a table at the Met Gala, because this was brought up again, he made sure that his table was only black designers. And he said that he's fucking loaded. He's like, it's the Formula One. So he made sure that they were being put on a different type of pedestal. And then this one, I can't remember who designed, but I think it was Burberry that designed his suit. But he had a poem put in his like breast for some of the first black people that came to Wales. And also his whole concept was because for the first black farmers in Wales. But it's always very understated. But he's very quiet, so I think people, he doesn't shout about it.
It's his personality type.
And but I'm like, he's always 10 toes on, like, he wants to make sure that black people are getting as much credit, and he will educate you through the way. But he's just like a very calm guy.
Okay, but people have been like coming down on him, accusing him of not doing the thing that he's doing in a subtle way and just not being loud.
Yeah, because I think he's just not loud.
Because I think especially in like black UK spaces, we have like a few names that we always hear coming up over and over again. He's not really in those spaces.
He's a very low-key guy.
He's about.
What could he want him to do?
Like scream more? Yeah. Like say, hey, by the way, shout out, you know, Black
Power. Or I think they want him to, I don't know, pop up at...
He's not at the events. That's not the thing. He's not in his spaces.
He does low key. Like he'll do the Met Gala. You won't see him for 6 months. He'll race.
But he's
like,
not in black parties.
But he's also he's also a Formula One driver. He's racing majority of the time.
He's got to park at some point.
He's got a job. Like he's got to do
everybody
stuff.
Everybody got a job. Sorry, now I'm hating on you. I'm sorry. He don't want to go out. That's true. That's true. I'm a hater. I'm sorry.
But I do just really like him, and I think he's really talented. And I've only recently realized that he's really pretty, but I think he looks like, I think he looks like, how do you guys not know who Lewis Hamilton is?
Why would we know who a Formula One racer from Wales is?
It's actually a very fair point.
Because he's like,
why would we know that?
I don't know.
That nigga look like Drake.
You know what? He looks very familiar.
Because when you get Nicole Scherzinger.
Maybe.
Is Nicole big in the US still or just...
No, I know that now.
I've seen this dude on a Tiny Desk concert.
He doesn't sing.
No, he's a racer.
He looks like a... I mean, he looks dead.
Oh, you've seen that face. one of his brothers.
Apparently, he is he's a secret rapper. He was doing backup. He's featured he's featured on a Christina Aguilera song, but in a pseudonym name.
Oh, that's weird.
It's like X something. I listened to it in the car recently.
Is it good?
Well, oh, you are a fan.
No, because I just heard it. I wanted to hear like can he actually rap, and it wasn't bad. I've heard worse. Worst thing.
No, that's definitely how a girlfriend talks about her boyfriend's like burgeoning rap career. It's not bad. It's pretty. I'm pretty proud.
Overgrowth. There's a lot of promise.
Yes,
there's
potential.
No, he's not great.
He's doing big things.
He can get there if he wants to. When he announces retirement,
he's just
like
he's just a supportive, distant girlfriend.
I want to be supportive of him, but that is my shout out. I definitely had a second one, but I've completely forgotten it.
Oh, yeah.
But go on.
Was it sports related as well?
I can't remember. It will come back to you. It was important to me at the time. Yeah, we'll do.
Halfway through my bullshit then you shout out Ryan Coogler because he's maybe doing an X-Men directorial thing, which you said that he shouldn't do for some reason, but I think he should.
It's funny how I said that in confidence. It's funny I said that in confidence.
First thing I said when we walked in here was everything is on the record from right now, so that's legally binding. Sorry.
So where are we going?
The cameras were rolling.
Manipulative. No, he can do the next X-Men. I'm excited for his.
Why you say can? Like you gotta allow him.
He said it.
I said I have no qualms with him doing it. I just feel like it wouldn't be best suited for him unless it's like a Storm related one. Then yeah, for sure it should be him. But I'm more excited.
Yeah, he can direct non blacks.
Okay, there's typecasting somebody and then there's also typecasting yourself. and you've typecasted yourself.
How?
He has a strong brand.
He's a strong brand.
Creed is not even a black story. It's just a boxing story. Well, I mean,
he made it.
No. Oh, did he? Okay, you know, man, I haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I haven't typecast him. He's done that to himself. Okay. And that's the fun. Like, what about the film he's doing now with Michael B. Jordan? Black vampires?
I'm not mad about all black.
Wait, but what's wrong with the vampire? Because we don't. If somebody does white vampires, we're not like, oh, you always doing white stuff.
Oh wait, okay. Let me expand. Or you black vampires that only hunt the KKK.
Okay, that's fair enough. That's the same.
I saw something about
like some Quentin Tarantino Django. Like
it actually does. That sounds like a Tarantino.
Yeah.
Tarantino should do that.
Yeah, I'm excited now.
He's only got one film left, though. He's not going to use it.
I feel like he's been saying he's going to retire for the last 15
years.
No, but
that's why he keeps not making films, because he's like, the next film is my last film.
Didn't he just, he made, what's the one with the...
Once Upon a Time Hollywood.
Yeah. So that was like 5 years ago.
He keeps putting off his final film because he's only doing...
I think it's mainly because his last three films have been horrendous.
Because his editor died.
Yeah, actually, I forgot that.
It was the woman behind it.
It always is, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if...
The editors are women?
No.
The editor was a woman, and she died, and you can really tell the difference.
And then when you've collabed with someone for so long, you can see, like, he is a bit of a character. She definitely understood his shorthand.
Yeah.
That's not translating to anybody else.
No, if a member of your team just drops out, your work is
good. He's like, do it like this, and the this that he's getting back is like, oh,
but
no.
That's not what I meant. Not like,
you're not in my brain. Yeah, so I get it, but... Anyway, Quentin Tarantino.
Why are you guys here? So, let's talk.
Let's talk.
I'm not sure if I want y'all to ask all the questions y'all want to ask. I feel like you seem too excited.
I'll start off with like a really basic one that I just want to know.
But basically,
it's got nothing to do with any of the things
you didn't explain the premise to people.
We're from America.
So these guys, if you haven't noticed, are from the US.
Yes.
We are not.
Yes.
That's true.
One thing we all have in common.
Just a couple of Nigerian queens.
I'm not Nigerian.
Oh, yeah, yes, you are.
Oh, I forgot.
You see, you're not even in it. Why are you so quick to... That's crazy. Self-hatred is not...
Is it weird if I... It's weird if
that's
I...
That's weird.
You should start introducing yourself.
That would be weird. Yeah,
it's like...
You got to bring the paperwork every time.
This is what we're going to talk about.
But you could... I'm Nigerian. You might get a passport.
No.
You could, like... You know, like, Ghana was dashing out passports.
That feels a bit... That feels colonizing, man.
We're trying to get ours. I'm trying to hit a You know.
You guys can get a Ghanaian passport.
Yeah.
Because all remember, Americans. With year of return, African Americans could go and get their passport because they couldn't place themselves. So you could, they can.
But
get
it's how see how I can place myself not in Ghana because I've done the DNA test.
Yeah.
Can I get a Ghanaian passport?
I don't think they're gonna ask you if you've done 20.
They don't double check. They don't take
but
DNA.
But I think it was in America.
They just gonna say, "Come on, like enter."
It's fine.
That's yeah, all. Yeah.
They need the people. Yeah.
I don't need a Ghanaian passport.
What was the question?
I can't remember.
So we've
brought these guys on to discuss the differences between the Black British, Black American experience, similarities. Mm. I just want to know, this isn't actually a Black question.
Okay.
But do you guys, like, actually in school say the Pledge of Allegiance?
Yes.
And you guys know
it's
that.
It's super weird, actually.
And you do it every day.
Every year.
Except for when you get into, like, high school.
Yeah, once you start learning real history, kids start kind of pushing back against it a little bit more, and they kind of don't.
But I mean, like, in terms of them playing, like, the national anthem.
Mm.
And you have to recite it.
Yeah.
They don't really do that once you're, like, in high school, but, like, grade school, elementary, middle.
The heart. That shit
Yo,
crazy.
That was, yeah, it's some
it
weird
was some
indoctrinating
very 1984,
shit.
Like,
because that looks
and they're still
wild.
Doing that today.
Hitler shit.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
And it's also, it seems like a lot to remember.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to
our
the Republic.
Kingdom come, that will be done.
Because, I went to Catholic school, so we did a lot of praying.
Oh,
but that was like a special school for that.
That's it. It seems a bit dark to me.
Well, no, but we knew what you were getting into.
No, to be honest,
Catholic
I think
school.
You knew what you were getting
I think
into.
That's across.
Okay.
What is, I think that's across the UK.
About
what? You're praying all the time.
What are they putting in the contract?
You know, you're praying in British schools.
We have
maybe not now. In
Secret
British
assembly.
Yes, okay. In British schools in general, you were always praying at some point. But like you could be surrounded by with hijabis and they're doing the Christian
prayer. And they still have to do the Christian
prayer?
It's just
prayer. Like, it's just seen as like a...
You'd be weird if you didn't.
It's just seen as like a whatever prayer. It's like a little...
A social pressure.
But it's just a little...
And then all the hymns.
You can say that when you're the dominant religion. it's fine. Just this is what we do here.
It's just like, nobody
can... Get on your knees. Put your knees like this.
But you don't have to go like that. You just have to do like a bow head and amen.
Why are you making such a fuss? Jeez.
And then you have singing assembly.
So do you have that in US schools? Because in British, we call it primary school. Yeah. You guys call it elementary. Yeah. Yeah. But we had, every day we'd have an assembly where you, the whole school goes into the hall and then we just sing a bunch of songs.
Oh, no. When
there's like one Jesus type of songs?
Sometimes that, Jesus, no, sometimes.
It's not sometimes. That's it. That's also, they're daily. All Christian related. They're all Christian related. Like,
but like,
give me oil in my lamp. Keep me burning. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray.
Everyone in the UK knows that.
And that's why when US artists perform in the UK, they always say it's their favorite, because one thing Brits can do is sing in unison. And we're taught from a very early age to sing as one, which is why. It ends up being, you should, maybe you guys should try and go to a concert, because I know that, and
we were trying to hit up Dionne Warwick, but he didn't know who she was, which maybe nobody does.
You didn't know who Dionne Warwick was?
We started singing, on the 16th, which is what?
No, the 14th.
The 14th. Oh, yeah, and then she's doing Manchester on the 16th.
I would have gone.
There's still tickets. Let's go.
No, I'm not going to be here.
Are you going to be back on the 16th?
No, I'm going to Manchester. I'm in Nigeria all next week.
Look,
we were singing Doja Cat back and forth, dog.
I know the songs, right? But I don't know like the names of people, and I'm bad with like names and faces. It's terrible. It's never like nothing.
Bad with names and faces. So what are you good with?
It's awful.
Is that you?
Like, you know, here in the moment, that's the sweet spot. Okay. If there's like an impression made, then I would definitely remember the name and the face. Like, oh yeah, that's such and such. Oh, that's even.
I'm kind of like that.
Oh yeah.
I remember people's clothes, which is really unhelpful.
Like their shoes and stuff.
If someone's wearing, I'll be like, oh, he had a red jacket on, and then they change jackets. And I'm like,
who are you? Yeah. Okay. You got face blindness for jackets. It's easy as fuck to hide from her. That wasn't me. He was wearing a different jacket. I could have never cheated.
Literally.
Yeah.
So okay. I feel like we covered school.
We've done school. We could do food.
Can we just go straight to the crazy questions y'all are afraid to answer?
I'm not afraid to ask.
I'm actually not afraid to ask. I want to ask because I feel like I might get dragged by Americans for asking this. Yes.
Okay, well, that's every day.
So. Don't worry about it.
I, from my understanding, from consuming like relationship content from the US, it seems like it's the done thing that in couples, when a woman gets her nails and hair done, the guy pays for it. And first of all, my point one is, it seems like hair and nails cost way more in the US than they do in the UK.
Probably, yeah.
Second of all, is that commonplace? Because if I asked a guy, if I was like, I'm getting my hair done,
it'd be insane.
That would be wild. And I would also feel like it's wild. Oh, but am I shaking on something like bad?
No. You kind of.
Oh no!
That was a blood pack.
Why did I not shake?
Stand up, sis.
Oh my god!
Don't be shaking his hand. Yeah. Don't you do that, queen?
Now you and your masculine.
They probably automatically assume that we like on some red pill, like toxic masculine type shit. But it's not. How would you describe it? Because like it's not something
we live
that's
in different worlds. I feel like. We've had this conversation about that kind of thing before, and I feel like we've just lived in different worlds when it
comes
to that.
That's true. So it's like, it's levels to it, right? Like, and just got to be aware of the person that you're dating, because all American girls aren't on that type of time. Like, there are a lot of, like, realistic girls, but there are some women who have sometimes what could be, like, certain unrealistic expectations of the type of guy that they want, and then the number of men that are actually available to suit your needs, and then the number of men who would want you at the same time that you want. So, and then sometimes it can come across like very materialistic, or I'm like looking to get something out of you all the time. And as a man, even if you're not like, especially if you're not like on that red pill, like, you know, type of time, like, you know, you have a genuine love of women, you respect women, you try to do right by, and no one wants to feel like used. So I think that's like the crux of like, I guess like where guys come from is like, I don't necessarily care for it, but there's plenty of guys that recommend like that'll do it, like no problem. If they got it, and even if they don't got it, they just act like they do.
Is that more a more common thing now? Has that always been in the industry?
Well, your parents,
it's becoming worse.
Generation.
No, it's becoming worse.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
Because like I feel like it was generally the case that in the past, like the questioning whether or not you should pay for everything that your woman does seems like a newer thing. Like in the past, when only men were allowed to have jobs, it was like, yeah, I'm gonna buy the house, I'm gonna buy the meal.
Well, yeah, that makes things sense. That are like extra aesthetics. That I like, yeah. So I choose to get my nails
if you're
done,
a
but
housewife,
I don't have to do that.
But if you're a housewife, then obviously you'd be like,
well, no, I'm not talking about housewives.
And it's not necessarily a choice,
people
you know?
Our age who are dating. Like, if I'm, imagine if I text the guy, like, give me 50 pounds
for my nails.
Before your first date, oh my God, like I need to get my nails done. No, can you give me $50?
I think that's because there's like this, I don't know, it's all mixed up because it's like, in the past, it was like you were, as a woman, you were like property of your family and then of your husband. You know what I mean? Yeah, so sure. It's like your family would, but then also, I don't know if women were like wearing a builder gel extensions and shit like that back then.
I'm not a woman, never have been one, but it didn't seem like it was that deep in terms of like how it is today versus then.
I think the beauty standards are high.
But you have?
Yeah.
The beauty standards are higher, but...
No, actually, but they're your girlfriend. Yeah.
But I feel like nails for a girlfriend, because that's an affordable expense.
But the hair thing, I think, as a black woman, you are always getting your hair done.
And hair is very expensive.
Expensive in you. I don't really understand what's happening with those $500, $600. Yeah.
No, honestly, if I was in the US, I'd be bald. Like I'd shave my hair.
Just stop.
Yeah. No, because,
$100 to us.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's expensive. If I get my braids done, I do them myself normally. If I get them done, they're staying in for like 6 weeks.
Exactly.
You got to realize that like podcast, at least... In my perspective, a lot of the podcast like talking points around like 50-50 splitting blah, 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 is not what I've experienced. It's not, there's not that like, oh, you should pay for the entire meal or anything. I've never paid for the entirety of a first date in my whole life.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. No, wait, this is good.
not nary a one. Yeah, you can.
That's kind of wild. That's not crazy. The same conversation.
That's why the whole, that seems crazy to me because none of that have I experienced, so.
But then,
and they're just accepting that.
Yeah.
Oh, they love it. They come back.
Love is maybe. I think it's also a process of elimination. You know what I mean? Like, once you're dating a person, but it's specifically me, then that's kind of weeded out all the people that got that maybe. That's whittled it down to the group that wants to date me.
A bias sample. So when the bill comes, are you saying, I'm just going to pay for my half?
Okay, so I've gotten more graceful over time with how I do this. Okay. So usually what I do is I gently and elegantly kind of, the way I propose the date is basically me laying out the financial plan for the date as well. But I say it very gently. So I'm like, oh, we should hit dinner in a movie. Movie's on me if you get us dinner. So I'll do something like that.
So you've agreed before.
So I've kind of like, I've functionally what I've done is, bitch, we're going 50-50, but I've done it very gently to where it doesn't sound like that is what I've done.
But then, okay, I can work with that.
It sounded like a good deal, didn't it?
No.
Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, he's got a plan.
I don't come down with a plan. Yeah. But then, what about if you're not paying for these things, are you expecting the girls to have, if a girl comes on a date without her nails done, without her hair done?
No, the fair question would be, are you expecting to get something at the end of the date?
That's also that's no. Like from, cause well, like, no, of course. It should be.
Wait,
of course, but some guys.
100%.
Definitely, especially if they are paying for like all this stuff. Like, there's strings attached somewhere.
That's what a lot of the podcast topic stuff is.
Yeah, but then I feel like somehow that is weirdly makes it seem like prostitution to me. Like, if you're, because you've given me something and then I'm supposed to sleep with you after, then this is now a pay transaction.
But what if you wanted to anyway?
Well, by all means,
strange, because I've seen lots of internet content where it's like women doing the like what's it called, like the grub dates, you know what I'm saying, like the date where you're just going on a date to get dinner.
Grub date,
I don't know, I just made that term up, but what's that's wild.
You're going for dinner?
No, like that's only, you don't like that man.
I'm just here for the,
you're just hungry.
Like one of those days,
like you need to get. So what do you call this date since you've obviously been on one? Because you said one of those dates. Oh, that category of thing that I do.
Yeah, some night out.
Okay, a night out. I'm not going out on a date.
Don't fancy
some night
cooking.
Out. Yeah. Cooking is wild.
No, when I was on my full dating thing, it was really great going out and spending no money. And you come home, no money.
Yeah, okay. So true.
So what is
so nice to see your bank balance just...
Stay the same.
Yeah, just offload must it be nice. Yeah, somebody
but
else,
be, yeah, but I think it's like you guys, you're suffering from your own patriarchy.
Oh look,
yeah, you're in a prison of your own.
My gripe is I didn't have nothing to do with this. Okay, like I didn't. Agree
I didn't
to
invent this.
This.
You know, I was born into it. Yeah, like so they invented that shit. So like, at least in the 80s.
How do you? So you know, so you've told us how you set up your system for dating. So how do you feel if so you're dating a girl and she's like, okay, so when are you dropping the $500 for my hair?
That's crazy.
I want to get 26-inch.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Man, that will look beautiful on you.
Mm-hmm, right?
Yeah. Oh my God, like how are you gonna pay for it? Like, no,
that's like, you don't have to save for a while to get
that. I mean, for real, because like, I mean, like, what you need, Because, I mean, like, have you heard of DoorDash? Like, Uber?
Do they do that now?
Yeah. Do you have a LinkedIn? Because I think you might.
Oh, my God. But not for real, though. Yeah, I feel like, because if I'm having, like, that conversation, like, I'll preempt it. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what you're looking for, I'm not that person. Mm-mm. Like, I'm going, like, if you're down for me, I'm down for you. But in terms of just spending, like, $600 at the drop of a dime on hair, I ain't got it like that. I'm like, yo, I ain't got it like that, for real, though. Yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah. At least.
Girls, and most girls in reality are cool and fine with that. It's like, they, you know, they are reasonable and live in reality.
That's a good answer, rather than being like, ugh, want my money.
But because
you given a reason.
Because we were saying before, like, it seems to me that Americans are quicker to be happy to go into debt in comparison.
That's exactly. Real culture. Exactly.
There's a yeah, because you'll be hearing things that you like those money diaries, and they'd be like, "Oh, I'm 30k in debt, I'm 40k in debt." I'm like, I will freak out if I have like £1,000 on my credit card right now.
Yeah, we don't like, have a culture of using credit cards like that. Yeah.
Or you're gonna pay it off like within 2 or 3 months. Yeah. But
they get us started early with the college.
Yeah, you guys are like in there.
Hundreds of thousands.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, because for a student debt degree. Is real.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's so
we
true.
Have, ours, do you know how our student loans
ours
work?
Ours is fake. Yeah,
is it like a you pay it if you get a job that allows you to
so if you earn over 21 grand, you start paying it back. But it's like a tax, so it comes out before you get paid. If you stop working.
It's untaxed.
We never see the money that we're losing to pay it back.
So then it doesn't really
And then
mean
it gets
anything.
Wiped after 30 years.
And then the interest is so high.
It's like a fake
That's
debt.
Like a civilized nation.
Yeah, and
that's
then the interest is so
well,
high,
it
you'll never pay
it doesn't
back.
Work out because it wipes
no, but
after
you won't,
30 years.
Yeah.
And so then nobody pays it?
I'm not paying mine back.
Wait, why doesn't it come out automatically?
No, but the amount that I'm paying is not enough.
It's not even covering the interest. The interest is so high, then it just continues and continues. By the time we're 60, they'll just cancel. Or if you move country, then it's gone.
Yeah.
That's and if you're out of the country for 10 years, then it completely it cancels.
They're starting to do something like that in the States. They enacted some, I forget the name of it. It's a something act, whatever. Mm. But if you pay a certain amount, like $89 a month for 18 years, then they'll just forget the rest.
Well, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, but I stopped paying it after the whole, after COVID happened. Like, just no, thank you. Shit, I was like, yo, bump it at this point.
I think it's different when you have to like physically pay for something because we never see that money.
No, people
and the
are
interest,
hurting.
Yeah, because the interest goes because up it's the, as well, crazy amount. Yeah. So you can choose how much you pay. Like,
no, you can't.
No, as in you can pay more if you want to.
Oh yeah, you
but
can.
But everyone chooses to pay.
Yeah, at the bottom.
The minimum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so much. But then, so speaking of university, what unis did you or college? Did you guys go to
college? You're trying to fit in everywhere. I'm Nigerian. I'm American. what's the question?
Did you go?
I'm not saying what university.
But was it?
What's going on? You witness protection?
Yeah, a little bit.
So there's a lot of discussions about we don't have like PWIs.
Because
they're
all
PWIs.
The whole of
the PWI, yes.
Y'all don't have enough.
I went to a very mixed like university, Georgia State, and like we had a very popping like popular like black culture on our campus, so we got like the whole we got to witness like the crunk era, the way turned up like when that all that was going on like Atlanta was like started to like really pop.
Yeah. Didn't you say that there was a time where there was like some kind of white group and some kind of black group that was like fraternity or something, they had like a something like a match off or something, or they like
No, that was one time we went to the club.
Oh, okay. That wasn't on campus.
Oh, you talking about during the courtyard, like where they would stroll in the courtyard?
Yeah. And it was maybe like something like that.
It wasn't.
Okay.
I don't know about that one, bro.
Okay. I'll come back to us later.
I think you were thinking about Bring It On.
Maybe that's real life stuff.
I did see that happen like randomly in a club one time though.
Really?
Like it was like some, You Got Served type stuff, but like Chris Brown, yo,
it's real life.
So that actually happened
in my head. That is what's
badass. I saw it. Excuse
me.
Like these dudes like dancing in unison, and like they was like there was
like choreographed.
It was like choreographed
in the club.
They saw these girls because the girls was like doing their thing too, and the dudes just got together and was just like,
oh shit,
I love.
And then like the girls was like, Oh, and they just walked up and they started dancing with him and shit.
That is exactly in my head what's happening down in Atlanta.
Yo, yeah.
You know, if you do that to someone, a girl in the UK, she'll laugh in your face.
Yeah, that would.
So what's the way to approach a woman in the UK?
Yeah.
What's the move there?
You know what? I have no advice.
Do you know what? Actually, I will say.
How did you get got?
But she was in Europe.
Yes.
Oh, you exported you. Yeah, you got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
European, you did a passport.
Bro. European romance is different.
I noticed when I was in the US, when I was in New York, guys hit on girls way more than they do in the UK. In the UK, it's not normal.
Really?
The only people that will come up to you on the street when you're walking are the people who have absolutely no self-awareness to realize
what
they're
doing. Like a crazy
person. Yeah, like they're like, it's like, I'm never going to give you my number.
Yeah, yeah.
Or really young.
You're a serial killer.
Whereas in New York, it was like normal people just like stopping. Yeah. And asking, I think that would work really well because it's refreshing. But they might look at you.
No, British.
It worked on me.
British girls like it.
But they might look at you like you're crazy because it's very rare.
But the second they hear your accent,
they'll be like, oh, you don't know the rules.
Yeah. Because a guy coming to you in the street that's a harasser. I'm like,
really.
Okay. Or it's somebody that's going to try and scam me to donate to some scam charity.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Do I need to throw on like an extra American accent just so I can, just so they'll know?
Yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, your accent's quite thick.
Yeah.
Is that a compliment? Is that a? I couldn't tell. Yeah,
your accent's quite thick.
Well, she called you thick, so that's good. I think.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that you have an American accent.
Because they might not know. I sound a little British
myself.
You're
going to say like you're going to start doing like a deep South accent. Like it's already quite obvious.
Do you think they'll know? Should I ham it up a bit?
We thought you were going to get confused with somebody from Texas.
Excuse me, ma'am.
They might think I'm from here.
What's good, little mama? I could be from anywhere. I could be from Shoreditch. Who knows?
No, but I'm Welsh. People would be fine with it. I think
our very British love language is just taking the piss.
Yeah,
like you
taking
wanna,
the piss.
Yeah, well, do you know about? You don't know about taking the piss? Is that not a phrase that we use?
No.
That's 100% like, a Commonwealth phrase. We don't use that.
Like ribbon.
Rinsing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Jones in, like
rinsing.
Like
just getting more
like roasting a girl. So if I start roasting a woman, like, she gonna like it?
That is the British way to
flirt. Girl, your fuck. Oh,
look at
don't go too harsh, though. Because people still fight here.
I fucked that up. You've seen me fuck that up.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen me go from like, okay, this was flirting. Like, you know, like, gentle banter wait a second, he's really insulted her quite severely.
That's
changed. Yeah.
Oh my God. What were you gonna
I don't think you're very good at your chosen line of occupation. Oh Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
quite loose though. I thought you were gonna be like a physical damaging thing.
Oh, like body shaming? Is that what you mean?
Not body shaming. Just is physical damaging always body shaming?
I mean, the imagery that came to mind was
knocking
like,
her out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking physical fighting? Thinking, yeah.
You know,
like, no, I meant like with words.
That's definitely not flirtatious at that point.
If you were like, I don't know, making fun of her toes or something.
That's actually what I was thinking.
Yeah,
about.
No, that could work.
Yeah, that could work.
I try and avoid that shit.
Or you just have you like a funny, fetus. You have like a nice funny comparison. It's not really a roast, but like you might not want to hear it.
Yeah.
Like you look like a pixie.
You look like a pixie.
Yeah.
Like the little...
You have like pixie feet.
Oh, wait, me? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think
what's a pixie? Like the like Tinkerbell?
You like, fairy. You know, yeah. But also like you weirdly look like Legolas, but with no...
Legolas gosh, without the
hair.
Like, that's
could,
crazy.
What's you could come... Right you look like you, could, you could be in
like straight from Lord of the Rings.
But not like a horrible way. Like that's why I said when you have that in your ear, you look like almost... Like mythical, you have like mythical things. But
like I've
like
got, I ride on a horse on the way to.
Yeah,
somewhere. I'm in a shire.
You
I
could
live
like
a
right
shire,
now,
yeah.
You could just like pop out some wings and fly away.
Got it. Okay,
yeah,
got
like pixie features. You look like an Ibo
I look
chief.
Like a sprite. Okay,
you like a chief person in the village. Mm.
You get great compliments. I just want you to know
they're actually quite strange. I don't know.
Very niche.
Yeah, very niche. Like unique compliments.
I don't think I could get these off because I feel like I'll accidentally insult everybody if I try to.
I'm like,
yeah. I don't think I could.
It's a compliment. I'm just saying, like, that's what you look like.
Let's take it back.
You look like an orc. You look like a troll. You look like a sexy tall elf. You look like a chieftain.
What we actually wanted to first start with was the definition of blackness.
Okay. Yes.
So, because we often have cases where we're talking about black people, what we consider black people, and then there'll be people in the comments being like,
nah,
they're not black.
Yeah.
These people aren't black. we're talking about this group of people. And like, where does the differentiation come for you, especially you, actually,
as a pixie? Like,
yeah, as a pixie, yeah, as a mythical creature. Yeah, I think that everybody's black.
I have no room to talk. I don't know.
But wait, what do you, what when you think of black people?
I mean, look, because I argued that like, okay, so I need more context on what this conversation is and who's saying what is and isn't.
Okay, so I think that when we talk about black culture topics, people say that we don't have the authority because people don't believe that we are at the big, we are from black culture because we are black British and also first and second
generation immigrants. Everybody who, the majority of black people in the UK are first, second, third generation immigrants.
But a lot of black Americans or African Americans or however it wants to be called, people say that they started black culture.
Got like a news anchor there for a second. Well, I don't know. Or whatever those people want to be called over there.
That's also a different debate. I'm like, you know,
like there's the ADOS we've heard, Foundational Black Americans. There's like many different definitions of what it is to be black. And say someone like you, for instance, what do you consider? Would you consider?
I think this is the wrong question.
Would you say African American or black American?
African American.
But some people hate that terminology.
Look, you never gonna like make everybody happy at all, like, because me and my friends, like where I'm from, like in real life, everyday life, we don't think about it. Like we don't say it's like interchangeable because it's not something that I don't think like me and my circle really thinks about that often. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times we'll say African American, but we just refer to each other as
black
or nigga.
Yeah, like, you know, exactly. Yeah, you
know what I mean?
That's the ethnicity, like, you put it on the little on
but
the form.
When it comes to black culture, though, and this is also something I'm becoming like a lot more aware of, especially with doing the podcast and whatnot, is black, like black, and even like the way I was going to word it sounded very biased towards like U.S.
Okay.
Because, and I put my foot in my mouth like last week when I said that, you know, like British like culture is just now becoming like popular, like really cool, but I meant, so it was like more so like worldwide, like global, having the reach where like y'all slang and y'all culture is affecting us and how we say things and how we pronounce things. Mm-hmm. And I just think that, I mean, shit, like we all black at the end of the day, but when it does come to culture, I mean, maybe like the U.S.'s black culture has penetrated globally, but that's not just the only thing that's going on, and that's not the only thing in the diaspora that has shifted culture and blackness in general. You know what I mean? Because we all get things from each other.
See, I think what you said was quite interesting then, because you said, basically, you said that the popularity of the UK is based on how popular it is in the US. But you said global. you only meant the US. So when, because it's not...
I mean, is it popular globally outside of that, though? Would you say?
Well, they colonized the majority of the world.
No, but we mean black British culture.
Well, that's different because black British culture is also a mix of cultures. Like the slang used is...
Some of it's just
majority Caribbean.
Like you probably understand a lot of British slang because it's from the West Indies.
Yeah.
See, okay, can I go back to answer what the initial question was? Because I think... I'm a big fan of the idea of a united kind of black African diaspora.
Yeah.
But... I think it's very fair to say that it's made up of different distinct cultures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like black British culture is a distinct one. Even if it's borrowing from Caribbean culture, even if it's borrowing from African, various different African cultures, it's its own thing.
Yeah.
Younger though, I would say, than like African American cultures. Cause as you said, it's like first, second, third generation like people. And I would say, yeah, black British people talking with authority on the African American experience. Sometimes inappropriate isn't the word I would use, but it's like, yeah, you don't necessarily know. Mm-hmm. And there is a distinction between like a first generation, like Kenyan person, like an Obama, for instance, being like, cool, you are technically African American versus somebody whose grandparent was a slave.
Yeah.
That's a different connection to the culture. And I think it's fair to, I don't think you should have to be like, oh, you can't talk about it. Yeah. But it is.
But there are nuances to it.
I think it is different.
Because I always feel that way when like people is like to us, like go back to your own country in the comments and stuff. And it's like, well, to be fair, like my grandparents migrated here. Whereas like you are American and it's the like African American culture is American culture. So do you strive?
Mm, those are two different things.
Do you not? But do you think
African American culture is American culture?
As in, it's
a part of it.
It's okay. I'm not saying
it's like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I would say it's the most valuable part of American culture, in my opinion. But do you? So you feel like it's separate from America? You're in a different culture from American culture.
Do I feel accepted?
No. Do you feel like it's separate?
Oh, separate. Yeah, a little bit, but like you were saying, it's kind of like a Venn diagram, mm-hmm. or maybe I misunderstood what you were saying, because again, black culture has largely a lot of shit that's popular and cool that's in American culture is from
yeah, black but that's what yeah. I'm saying. But your ancestors, you have stronger roots to America,
exactly,
than
exactly,
I have to
exactly,
the UK,
yes,
so you're
exactly,
American, but exactly. Do you feel like it's separate?
I guess so. If I would have to be honest with you, because I don't have. I have no direct or immediate ties to anywhere outside of America. Mm-hmm. So I've had like people from Somalia, like Somalia? Mm. Like, I don't know.
No.
That's new to me.
Like, a Somali person asked you if you were Somali.
No, I could.
They were playing in your face.
I mean, I was an old one. No, like, she's
already decided you were Nigerian.
Yeah. This is an Igbo man. Right? Yeah.
Igbo chief.
No, I was just wondering, like, something on what you said in that. I think this is where things get a bit confusing, and this is where the conversations this is where the arguments come from, because yes, the Black American experience is obviously it started with slavery, and it has many
but it started. It's fair to say the African American thing started.
You want to say it like ping there, but then the Black British experience, what we know it as, is relatively new. However, it always seems to negate how long Black people have been in the UK. It's just that there wasn't a unified culture, because there's been black people in the UK since even way before slavery. But you wouldn't call that the Black British experience.
Like, for instance, our cultures are completely different, even though we're both Black British.
But the Black British experience we talk about now seems to stem from when potentially the Windrush happened, and then you're looking at generations that came past after that. But I think then...
Like what, 80s?
50s.
Okay.
And then people look at that and think, before then, there were no Black people in the UK. Whereas I think the first evidence of Black people in the UK is Roman times. Black people have been in the UK.
Don't you? I feel like you have to pass a certain threshold to constitute a culture.
No, well, and that's this is what I'm saying, because I think it's the amount of people.
Yeah.
So then, but it kind of, you still have big communities that are Black communities, but also this country is way smaller. So I think that's, it kind of is like, and also it's, the way that this country is set up, you can just truly pretend like a certain culture does not exist and completely separate them from society altogether. But, and I think because of that, also Black Brits themselves have also just accepted that we're like brand new here without factoring in how long people have actually been here for.
Don't you get the sense that from the outside perspective, it seems like there is a unified Black British culture, even though
now,
it's,
yes,
yeah,
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 and that's new, that is new,
because our homes and Ugandans all.
I think there's also that. So, it's also other countries. It's like if you're
like Somali immigration is like from the last 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
whereas
my
grandparents came here in the 50s.
But that all still feels like Black British together to
but
some extent.
But it's very much a melting pot. Whereas, but then you said that there's like the culture is different in like state to state. Mm-hmm. So
but it's very much the same. Like, if you like
foundationally, it's the same. Right. But like,
and if you both see each other outside of the country entirely, somebody from Chicago and somebody from Atlanta are like, we're the same thing. Mm-hmm. So,
but then it's so interesting because I feel like there are certain things, like when I went to the States, that there were nuances that are so Caribbean to me, but then the Black people in America were doing them as well.
There's
so
a
there's
lot
like
of weirdly shared shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So,
yeah, but that's just globalization.
The moral of the story is we're a melting pot.
Exactly.
Yes. I don't think we made any, like,
we don't make any progress. Any progress.
I feel like y'all were sneak trying to ask permission for something and
permission?
We never
no,
got there.
No, we don't need permission.
I don't need permission.
We talk,
no.
You don't mind being roasted
by
the conversation.
We talk from our opinions and from our perspective.
That's I think a lot of the comments are like, okay, for example, we talked about Shannon Sharp and we were just saying that, what were we saying? That he as a black celebrity with what would be assumed as a big white fan base because he came from sports.
Okay.
So if you come from sports, you have a lot of white people on your back.
Yeah, for sure. But he, but the people stand behind him.
No, we're talking about Amanda Seales. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
So we talked about that last week.
When he was basically just like discrediting her experience of racism.
Okay, where did y'all fall on this?
Are we gonna derail? We don't have time for this.
Okay.
We actually don't, because we haven't.
You're right. I'm just about to fuck the whole podcast.
No, I think, but what I was gonna say is that the point was that people said that we can't comment on that because we're not African American.
I think to an extent, there's some. I don't know exactly what they said. There's some amount of.
I think that's stupid.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
Call it, I'm stupid?
No, buddy, come on. Yes. I just don't care for when someone has an opinion. And, like, the opinion wasn't egregious. And then, like, somebody you don't know from Adam and Eve just says, oh, you fucking Brits, you shouldn't be talking about none of this in general. Like,
yeah.
You got eyes, you got ears. Mm-hmm. If it's not egregious, if you're coming from a place of hate, just being nasty, why do you care? Like,
Isn't it fair though to say that sometimes a person maybe it's not you're not allowed to form an opinion, but if you come from a totally different culture or a totally different context, it's easy for an outside person who's from that context to be like, "Hey, you're missing part of the story." But, so your opinion is misinformed.
So it's like okay,
because cool. Maybe you're not from
and when I say like it's not egregious, you're not being disrespectful, but there's also like you were saying like an extent of maybe where your opinion.
I think we try and stay within our limits of what we know. And then in terms of that, that's something, it's entertainment and it's on a global scale. And we're not talking about like...
I don't think it's that serious. Like, because we talk about British shit all the time.
I think with like the US, and if the US wants to be seen as number one and wants to be seen as like the best and everybody takes in their content, then you also have to accept that everyone's going to comment on what's going on. But on the reversal, because Americans don't tend to take in the content from other countries, that's when it would be weird for you. It would be weird for you to comment on something that happens in France because how much French content are you consuming?
Unless it was on a global
US, we do it all
exactly.
Time.
But the US has kind of pushed everything in our faces. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, we know way much more about the US than we'd most likely care to know. We have more commentary.
All I'm saying is kind of like US content is like, and I think people don't, because we were talking about this before, I think people don't realize like how massive the nation is. Like most first language, like English speakers are American. It's like there's 300 million people there and their first language is English. Like it makes up like a large majority of the Anglosphere for like a given nation. And it represents a fuck ton of just all English language content. So of course people are going to talk about it from everywhere.
But that's what we're saying in terms. So then the black content of it.
Yeah.
That's so the same thing happens to that.
Yes, but then I think it's very fair for a person to say, okay, cool, you can watch it, you can say something, but you might kind of not know what the fuck you're talking about this particular thing.
But then also not every
and you got to just take that on the
not chip. Every topic needs weird historical context. In that particular incident, it doesn't.
I don't need to be deep into it.
I'll just say this though, like. It's the pot calling the kettle black because like from American standpoint, if we comment and talk on British culture and things like that, and then if it were to catch ears from Black British folks, we would get the same reaction from Black British folks. So it's like,
but I'm okay with
I'm
that.
I'm still doing. It's not
gonna stop us from talking.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just feel like be respectful. But shit, if you have an opinion, you saw something. If you might not have all the context, just try to be respectful and be mindful of hey. Maybe if someone was getting like serious with you, maybe your opinion vocally might want to end here and just start asking questions.
Just ask some questions. Yeah. I think it's always good to ask questions and listen. I think that's always
open
good.
Environment.
Yeah.
Because we've been talking a lot of women shit too, and it's it's three niggas on a podcast now, being like, I think the menstrual cycles do something.
Yeah, right?
And it's menopause before that, and then there's endometrial. I don't know.
It's like somebody epilepsy.
Yeah, I think something like that.
Around 65.
You say epilepsy.
Progesterone.
That's a tough one.
That's
it. It feels like.
Get an implant in there and shit, and then that's, you know.
So do you have any questions that you want to ask? Open floor?
Oh, okay, British shit. Let's see. I feel like we just had a lot of criticisms.
Oh, go on. Give us the criticism and see if we agree with them because that's also
there's one thing we don't.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the difference. Americans write for their country.
I couldn't couldn't tell where to walk, I felt like.
What do you mean where to walk?
Well, it just felt like, I feel like I really like when there's like, you walk on this side of the sidewalk, or you walk on that side of the sidewalk. It just felt like everybody was walking everywhere.
You're meant to walk on the left.
You're meant to walk on the left.
Yes.
Nobody was doing that.
The things are going a bit wrong since the pandemic. Yeah. There used to be
there used to be public rules.
I was that's what I was expecting. I was like, the UK, they queue up into a thing. And then I was like, they're everywhere.
Pandemic has warped people's brains. We used to have order in society.
Yeah. To be civilized. Yeah. It
there were
feel
some
that
parts, like when I was looking at traffic, the way cars were like coming in and out of lanes, it looked like glitches in the Matrix. I'm not going to that certain point.
No, that is the thing.
Yeah, no, it's been post-pandemic. Like even like getting off, changing on the tube, you're supposed to wait for people to get off.
Somebody,
now all of a sudden it's like everyone's crashing into each other.
Oh, like yeah, they
it's
just do
weird,
that.
It's weird, yeah. But yeah, okay.
That was your only
Only been here a day and a half.
Okay, with the English food.
I was sleeping part of
that. Okay, yeah, we didn't actually talk about food. Okay.
Go on.
So, with the English food, like how... Because I don't want to be...
Go on, say it.
Go on.
They didn't invent
it. We just got here.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
they just got here,
You know what I'm saying? They wake up in the morning, you know what I mean? But how do y'all like it? Like, do y'all actually enjoy it? Like, do y'all understand that there's no seasoning?
You're just trying
to fit in. First of all, first things first, right?
Okay.
The food that you hear about
nobody's eating it.
Is not the food that we're eating.
Okay.
I will say the only meals that are British that are worth thinking about.
Full English.
Okay.
Full English fry up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beans.
Breakfast. Yeah.
Roast dinner.
Not the beans.
Okay.
And beans on toast.
No,
Jackie's potato.
Okay, no, wait.
Beans on toast.
No, wait.
Beans on toast.
That is honestly
beans on toast.
Honestly,
beans on toast. Beans on toast.
It goes against
with grated cheese on
bit of Marmite.
No, you're taking
okay,
it.
Okay, see, look.
No.
I promise you're not gonna like any of what they recommend.
That is the one thing.
She's fully bullshit.
But I eat Guyanese food.
Okay.
But fucking with beans on toast.
Beans on toast.
My children will be
eating beans on toast.
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%.
The whole family.
Also, you've got to do a toad in the hole.
Toad in the hole.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's that beef from an egg.
Meal of a toad.
Put an egg inside of a.
No, that's fancy, man.
What did you just say? An egg?
Oh. What?
Wait, what is what's the thing?
A toad. No. A toad in the hole is a sausage and pastry.
Oh, that's like pig in a blanket.
Pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
Pig in a blanket is a sausage in bacon.
Exactly.
No. A pig in a blanket.
No, in the US, they put it in pastry. Pigs in the blanket in the UK is a sausage wrapped in bacon.
Is a sausage.
Oh,
yeah.
We call it a bacon wrapped sausage.
There's
a
lot.
Literally. Very literal. Toad in the hole is like when you get your roast, you'll have a Yorkshire pudding. And the Yorkshire,
Yorkshire pudding is what do they call them? A popover?
Yeah, I think you call them popovers, but they're better.
They're just, it's the same batter as pancake mix,
but like,
you heat it really high and it like,
and it's
it
like
pops
a,
up.
It's like almost
like a souffle.
Oh,
yeah,
like
and then
Dutch
you can
baby.
Put, I don't know what that is.
Oh, what's a Dutch baby?
Like a Dutch baby, it's like you put, it's like a pancake that you put in a Dutch oven, a Dutch oven and a cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
And it's like flat, but it puffs up a good bit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Probably. Like it kind of sounds like that.
Kinda.
And you, it's savory.
Okay.
Oh no! Well.
Oh, because you put it in your roast, so you put gravy on top of it.
Gravy in it sometimes.
And our gravy is very different to your gravy.
I've heard because y'all gravy can be green.
No, green.
That's awful. That's not good. It's brown.
Brown.
Higher mash
is alright.
Oh, so you're thinking of is this the green sauce?
Yeah.
That's something
to try. It's a very acquired palate.
You see, you said there's only five things.
Like
there's loads of great things.
Yeah. Y'all are listing a lot right now.
It's just that you have to think about how the country is set up, and then you have to think about how you have to have hearty dishes to get you through a cold winter.
Yeah.
And that's how it was set up.
Winter roast, that's why it's called that.
But then we also have, like I would say, the Indian food is very, very strong.
Yeah,
and that has strong roots here.
The national dish is chicken tikka masala.
I had some Indian food yesterday, and I've heard that y'all have amazing.
From J.D. Witherspoon's, I don't even think it was very good.
Oh,
you
went to Witherspoon's.
You went to Witherspoon's.
Okay,
I did not enjoy my experience.
And you've not shat yourself. Never eat at Witherspoon's.
Really?
No.
Never eat at Witherspoon's.
So Witherspoon's is an institution, but not for the right reason.
Your stomach been bubbling.
I mean, I might have had a little.
You're having trouble concentrating the whole time.
You know? Yeah.
That was the fun part.
Yeah, you can drink. You drink there for cheap, but don't eat there. No.
Yeah, for real. I'm not going to lie. They took on Jafraji.
It was good.
Yeah, it was
cool. We'll see.
Oh, if you were liking the seasoning there, everything else is going to blow you up.
Because
that's the worst food you can eat.
Okay. Oh, see, look, my expectations were mad low.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, okay, wow, this was very edible. Yeah. This was very edible.
I actually do feel like you guys really, really overdo it with the seasoning sometimes. You just want something plain.
No.
You don't want to be assaulted by all the flavors. Yeah. I don't need like 17 different seasonings.
I got canceled on TikTok for this, opinion a while back because I do think that I agree with you to an extent. Sometimes it's like you want to be able to taste the flavor of the ingredient. You want to be able to taste that this is chicken or this is onion or whatever you've made or whatever. Raw, and sometimes
plain ass chicken.
No, look, you still want to get like a good golden crust and have like the fats react with the salt so you can get flavor. But it's like why are we like dusting everything with like a bunch of different dried stuff?
It's like
everything's a Dorito chip.
Lost the original color of what it is.
Yeah.
Why is it flaming red?
Why are we having Dorito ranch flavored salmon? You know what I'm saying?
That's OD for sure. You've seen people dust
the shit with adobo where they're like, with fucking Lowry's, and it's you can't even see what material it was before. Everything tastes like garlic salt.
Maybe I'm being a little too social media reactivey right now.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? My post got taken down for misinformation. It got reported and taken down. This has been identified as misinformation and it got taken on TikTok.
That's so funny.
Yeah. but
fake news.
Over seasoning, I'm with you. Like everything, sometimes black people just put way too much seasoning in they shit. And I'm like, yo, you are gonna die. That is a diabetic or whatever. Like, you know.
Yeah, hypertension.
Yeah, hypertension for sure. High blood pressure, high cholesterol that you making or whatever, that goddamn fat back arm. You know what I'm saying? That's how your food gonna be good.
Mm-hmm. When they got that elbow,
like a belly button. Yeah. But so I get that, but yo. Like seeing like the original color of the chicken skin, like just no, if it's you, pale,
it's got to get golden. And you still
okay? Can I ask a really ignorant question?
Please.
This is just no one cancel me. How much fruit and vegetables do you guys eat, like on average? Like, is that a regular part of your like? If you have a meal, will you have like salad or veggies next to it?
I don't know if that's representative.
Whenever I watch American TV and they open the fridge, there's no fruit. There's just like tons of juice and soda.
Yeah.
And like giant milk.
That's not inaccurate.
But
yeah, no, yes.
And like fruit was really expensive when I was in New York as well.
Yeah.
Is that so?
Like, are you eating fruit
commonplace?
You eating fruit every day?
No.
Is that that's
normal?
And do you not do 5 a day?
What you're describing, that's actually pretty normal.
Okay.
Honestly, that's actually pretty normal.
Are you eating fruit every day? I would say so.
Whole fruits. Well, no, not every. Do I every day?
Because we have 5 a day here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to have five fruit a day. 5 fruit or vegetables a day.
Really?
Yeah, like that's the recommended. So you try
including vegetables.
Yeah.
I have I don't have any meal without some vegetable.
One broccoli piece is not one of your. It's like it has to be a collected amount. Yeah.
A bushel of broccoli.
Yeah.
Like a cup.
Yeah. So do you not? Is there in the black community? Because like over here, people we're more at risk of getting diabetes, and there's like checks and high cholesterol is more common
for black people.
Yeah, so it's okay. So they encourage health is really encouraged for us particularly.
Fucked, okay?
Is that not a concern?
Oh yeah, like
or is it something that's
the average number of feet in our community is like it's not two.
That's crazy.
Oh, because of gout.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Because of diabetes.
Oh, and diabetes.
It's not.
It's 1.8.
That's a joke of an exaggeration.
That's probably accurate. It's not two.
Most black like 1. People 9. Don't have 2 feet.
No, I said the average of the number of feet in the entire community.
Most black people in the state don't have 2 feet because of diabetes. That's crazy.
Now
that's
crazy. On TikTok is getting bad.
That's what TikTok heard. That's what I just want to let you know. But that's just my experience. But it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for someone to not have like that much actual fruit. But black people and just people in general are getting a lot better with their fruit intake, especially with being vegan.
Yeah, first. That's true. All right, then. Well,
I feel like we covered a lot of ground.
Yes. We did.
Does everybody feel like they know more about other cultures?
Oh, my God.
I
feel astute and enlightened.
I still don't know where to eat, but I'd like to find out.
True that.
Yeah. We'll give you a nice list.
Next time on. Yeah.
Now, if you want to head over I don't know actually when your episode is coming out.
But we will be on their podcast.
We will be on their podcast. With similar vibe.
Yes, yeah.
So head different over color. To... waving the red flag.
Yeah.
And thank y'all for having
wave that flag.
No problem.
You too. You know what I'm saying? Instagram, Twitter, hit that.
Yes, yeah. Get all the socials. Waving the red flag. Mm. All the socials. All right, guys. Well, we'll see you guys next week and then we'll see you shortly.
Yeah, see you in a little bit.
And we also won't see you next week because we're off next week.
I lied. Okay. We're off next week. Yes, okay. I'm away. Okay.
I'll see you the following week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.